Clones in your grocery bag on today's Moment of Science. Imagine you're wheeling a small child down the produce section of your local supermarket. Where do apples come from? Asked the child. Well, a farmer plants an apple seed, the seed grows into a tree, and the tree makes apples. Oh, says the child, where do seedless grapes come from? Well, the farmer plants... Wait a minute. How do they grow new seedless grapes? Many plants have two ways they can reproduce. They can either make seeds, or they can reproduce vegetatively by growing a new clone plant from a cutting of the original. The first seedless grapevine appeared thousands of years ago in the Middle East, the result of a random genetic mutation. At this time, grapes were cultivated for wine and raisins. The new seedless grapevine must have caused quite a sensation, because soon lots of people were growing seedless grapevines from cuttings of the original, then handing out new cuttings themselves. The seedless grapes in your local produce section are all clones of this one original genetic mutation. You might be surprised to learn that the apples your child first asked about are also clones. When a plant makes a seed, it generally cross-pollinates with another plant of the same species. Just like the child, this seed will have only half the genes of each parent. If you planted the seed from your favorite type of apple, the new tree's fruit wouldn't taste exactly like the one you started with. Customers tend to demand uniformity in the products they buy. Because of this, almost all the fruit in your produce section are clones, grown vegetatively, not from seeds. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University with production support from the Office of the Provost. Today's program was prepared by Eric Sonstrom, with help from Gerald Gastony in biology. I'm Don Glass.